This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. federal government is in a partial shutdown. We get more now from AP's Mike Gracia.
On the weekend before Christmas, parts of the federal government shutting down, with the Senate failing to advance a House bill.
Well, apparently that's not working very well. Basically, that's the story. The U.S. federal government is in a partial shutdown. Some of the issues are, of course, the spending that it takes to run the federal government. And a big issue around all of this has been the building of a border fence between the United States and Mexico to prevent illegal immigrants from coming into the United States, a promise that President Trump had made when he was running for president 2 years ago. Hopefully we will fix that audio at some point for you. In other news, Russia, China, and Iran sought to meddle in the recent U.S. midterm election, but their actions did not compromise the election infrastructure that would have prevented voting, changed vote counting, or disrupted the ability to tally voting. That's the word now from the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Also in the news, the United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a deal for a ceasefire around the vital port city of Hodeidah in Yemen. The United Nations says it will be monitoring that ceasefire. Additionally, fighters are to be redeployed outside Hodeidah within 21 days of the ceasefire. Reactions are mixed to reports from the U.S. media that President Trump is considering withdrawing roughly half of the more than 14,000 American troops from Afghanistan. The news of the potential withdrawal from Afghanistan comes a day after the president announced the U.S. had defeated the Islamic State in Syria and American military personnel would be withdrawing from Syria. If the U.S. proceeds with its plans, roughly 10,000 American troops will leave. This is VOA News.